Section 9.1, Music Navigation and the Temporary Playlist. I've set up a storage card with a music structure consisting of multiple folders and files. I'm going to press key 1 and enter my music bookshelf now.
Music, 1, book, all music.
We hear that there is only one book called All Music. This is the way the stream treats our music structure as a single book. Therefore, when I'm at the bookshelf level, like I am now, I cannot navigate the folder structure. Because unlike the other bookshelves, we cannot have multiple categories of books when there's only a single book. For example, if I press up or down navigation key 2 or 8,
book.
There is only the book navigation level for this single book at the bookshelf level. However, if I open the book with the play key, then we will be able to navigate my folder structure. I'm going to press play now and open the music book.
Please wait.
I'll press stop. We had a please wait message because I have quite a number of files in this music book, so it took it a few seconds to scan the book. Now we know for Daisy books that the stream opens a book at the lowest Daisy navigation level. It will open the music book at the file navigation level. So if I press the down arrow key 8, I should come around to the top level folder structure that I've set up in my music book.
Level 1.
Christmas.
What I've chosen to do on my storage card is set up several levels of folders. The top level, level 1, is the genre. And we heard Christmas announced here when I reached level 1. I'm going to press the right arrow number 6 key and move across my level 1 folders. In other words, my list of genres.
Classical, country, folk, instrumental, jazz, oldies, soundtracks, vocals, Christmas.
And we come around to Christmas again. All I did to create these genre folders is open my $VR music folder on my storage card, and then I created each of those folders. Let me use the left arrow and return to the vocals folder.
Vocals.
And I'm going to down arrow to level 2 of this category.
Level 2.
Female.
And press right arrow.
Male.
I created two subcategories under vocals called male and female. And again, all I did to do this is open the vocals folder and create those two subfolders. I'm going to down arrow one more level in the male category.
Level 3.
Andy Williams.
And now I've reached the level of folders for each artist. I created a folder for Andy Williams, and if I use right arrow, you can see the other folders I created here.
Barry Manilow. Billy Joel.
And so on. I'm going to press left arrow, go back to Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
And I'm going to go down to level 4 with my down arrow.
Level 4.
Barry 1980, LP.
If I arrow across at this level with my number 6 key or right arrow, I can hear the different album folders that I have under Barry Manilow.
Even Now 1978, CD Plus, Greatest Hits Volume 2, CD.
And if I down arrow into this album folder,
File,
All the Time MP3,
you can see that I've finally reached the file level, and this is the actual audio files for the different tracks of that album. I can press play now. Now remember, when we entered the music bookshelf, we had one book called All Music. Let me press the info key and see how extensive this book is.
Info, All Music, 2,621 files, 356 folders. Cancelled.
So we have several hundred folders and 2,600 music files. If I press Where Am I, we can determine where we are in my structure.
Where Am I? Folder 294.
Vocals Male Barry Manilow Greatest Hits Volume 2, CD.
File 1.
All the Time MP3.
Total time, 3 minutes, 13 seconds. Time elapsed, 3 seconds. Time remaining, 3 minutes, 10 seconds.
We heard that this album is folder 294 within my music structure, and we're playing file 1 within that folder. We also heard the title of the file and the total and elapsed and remaining times to play this file. I can continue playing at this point, and my playback will run to the end of my structure all the way to my 356th music folder. I can also use the Go To key,
Go To File,
and jump to any file within this album, or
Go To Folder,
go to another folder within the 356 folders I have available. However, if I continue playing at this point and then turn on, let's say, the random mode, key number 9, to start randomizing my music, it won't be just Barry Manilow that I'm randomizing. I may hear music from my Christmas folder, from my classical, and so on, all mixed together. Is it possible to just play the folders that contain my Barry Manilow songs? And the answer is yes. We have the concept of the temporary playlist. Remember, we talked earlier that you can create separate music books using playlists. You can have permanent playlist files ending in file type M3U created on your storage card. And in fact, the Humanware Companion has a tool to help you create playlists. If you go to the Companion Transfer menu under Music, you will find a button to add music folders and files to playlists. However, without using Windows or the Companion, we can create a temporary playlist very quickly. The temporary playlist is stored in memory and will only last during our current playback session. But the new temporary playlist will represent a new book on the bookshelf. So let's create one for Barry Manilow and see how it works. I'm going to press key 1 and go back to my music bookshelf.
Bookshelf, music, 1. Book, all music.
Now, when I'm on the bookshelf, all I have to do to create the temporary playlist is press the Go To key a couple of times.
Go To Book.
And again.
Create temporary playlist.
Christmas.
Here we are, ready to create a playlist. And the stream has positioned us at our first level 1 folder at the beginning of our music structure. I know that I want to create a temporary playlist for Barry Manilow, which is in my vocals category, so I'm going to press the left arrow and come around to vocals.
Vocals.
And down.
Female.
I want to select male.
Male.
And down arrow again.
Andy Williams.
And now across to Barry Manilow with the right arrow.
Barry Manilow.
And here we are. All I have to do now to create this playlist is press the confirm or play key. If I press confirm, it'll create the playlist. If I press play, it will create the playlist and start playing. I'm going to press confirm.
Playlist created.
We've just created a temporary new music book. Let's press the info key and see what's in this music book.
Info. Music.
Vocals male Barry Manilow.
72. Files. 8. Folders. Total time. 4. Hours. 26. Minutes. Cancelled.
I canceled the remainder of the info messages. So now we only have a music book with 8 folders and 72 files. Playtime around 4 hours. If I press the play key now, it'll start playing the first item in this playlist. And if I press the number 9 key now to randomize this playlist, I would only be randomizing within the 72 Barry Manilow songs. If I exit the playback and go back to the bookshelf, or select another book, or turn the stream off, the temporary playlist will disappear. This concludes the discussion of music navigation with multiple levels of folders and files, and the demonstration of how to create a temporary playlist.